right there.
You can't be hungover.
I'm pretty sure I'm still drunk.
Wait, don't turn the channel. You've tuned into High Gravity.
The show where we talk about beer, brewing, and bullshit.
Where the only thing we take seriously is the next round.
So grab a glass,
fill it with something cold,
and enjoy the show.
Toasted marshmallow.
Maybe I'll just call it that. Toasted marshmallow. And we can refer to Daryl as the marshmallow for the rest of the day.
Don't confuse him.
I was gonna laugh, but that was the Pillsbury Doughboy. He's had a rough life.
he needs to make sure that say things short and in simple. No, okay.
Thanks. I am a professional.
I know you are.
Oh, she brought a notebook.
You
too.
Can end it.
Nice.
You can end it. I'm a professional.
Just a professional.
In that case,
just right there. Professional.
Given you're making a podcast about it, you have a business about it. Like you can end the sentence at I'm a professional.
Just I'm a professional. That's something.
We have a blower on still of something.
Let me see.
Nope. Man, I hate
I say
it
must
that
be
out.
Nice.
We're starting off that level.
All right,
look at that. We're starting off today with these standard podcasting technical issues that happen for every single podcaster, every single place, every single
room. We don't have any issues ever.
No, everyone has issues.
They're not issues. They're happy accidents.
Last time, the happy accidents almost threw my computer through the window.
Yeah, they both spilled beer on their computers last time.
Oh, lovely. My first podcast, we ended up talking about how things messed up every time. We started to like open our show with the segment on how Skype sucks. Because we originally were back in 2012 when I first started doing this, we were doing it on Skype using the free MP3 Skype recorder.
Nice.
Ooh, fancy.
And we were importing it into Audacity.
I remember Audacity.
I used Audacity at work for a long time.
I have a friend who still uses it. I have a DAW and I have other keys to it. A digital audio workstation for anyone who's not listening who understands what that meant or whatever. And I have other keys to it that I don't use on devices. So I loaned it to my – gifted it to my friend as part of my Patreon subscription.
You know what? I should have thought.
I buy a lot of his merch.
A whole case of that the Christmas collection stout, the milkshake stout collection. And they have a toasted marshmallow milkshake stout. And if I was thinking, I would have brought that.
So if
to
you
pair
can,
with yours.
Can you just bring that closer to you, Mel?
You want me to bring it?
Because this is what
the closer you can get, the better.
You just tell me how close you need it.
Close as you want to get to it.
You can
get
like
me
eat
closer.
The mic.
Okay, you guys need me real close.
I mean, it'll pick it up. It just sometimes sounds a little echoey.
That always sounds so appetizing.
I'm going to move my stuff around. I was just trying to figure out where you wanted it.
Yeah. Somewhere between your dog taking a drink of water and licking its own balls.
This is my blind side that you're on.
Okay.
I cannot see over here. I have no left peripheral vision. You all know now.
That's right. You don't want to be staring at me the whole time anyways.
So if you have anything shitty to say about Mel, say it on her left side.
Just so you know, Johnny typically is always recording. He's probably recording right now and not telling us.
We've been recording for about 3.5 minutes.
Fuck.
And I did tell you.
We turn on the recorder. I pay attention. That's, again, my first podcast. It was a 4-hour, like 3 to 4 hour general talk chat show. And we talked about, like, I first went on there as a guest to talk about Mass Effect 3.
Nice.
And the girl that was going to do it, she bounced from it because she got her tattoo ability and stuff took off. And so she did a bunch of, like, reality shows and stuff.
Oh, cool. Nice.
And so I ended up sliding into her slot, and we would talk.
So we don't have
phrasing.
We don't have any, like, signals or lights. So have we started yet?
Are you recording?
Are we recording?
Are we recording? Save this for the show.
Well, in that case, we do have a guest.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we have a guest today.
I'm a guest?
That's right.
Oh, I just heard that there were podcasts and free beer, and I know how to do both things.
And she was knocking at the door. We just let her in. So today on the show is Mel.
Hi.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You've listened to the show, so you are forewarned what's going to happen.
I have a good idea. I've listened to the show, and I've hung out here before.
She sounded disappointed when she said, I've hung out here.
No, never. That's if I. Sorry, I apologize. That's how that came.
No
off.
Apologies.
No, I did never felt that way before. This is the most warm and loving place ever.
It is hot in here constantly. You're not wrong.
That's only when I show up. You're welcome.
No, no, it's before that.
Then it must be Daryl.
Because I'm always here.
Yeah, that's see, I knew it.
Chicka, wah, wah.
Unfortunately, you're not wrong. Huh. Anywho.
All right, so we're still tasting your sampler beers.
I mean, you are.
That is good.
Well, I'm kind of slow today.
my starter beer is gone. But the starter beer we chose today kind of fits a little bit into today's theme.
Oh, is anyone going to call the intro in here?
What?
Call the intro.
Intro.
Outro.
In between.
We'll do that later.
Anyway, so back to today's theme. So Daryl has this delicious, what do you call this, Daryl?
Toasted Marshmallow Bliss.
Toasted Marshmallow Bliss. So kind of a little bit of a dessert stout. So today we're going to be trying dessert stouts, a couple of different vintages that we'll get into later. But I'd like to hear a little bit more about our guest, because she has some experience podcasting, if I'm to understand that correctly.
That is true. I do. I am currently on the, and that was the other thing, free beer. So I'm here for the free beer and the shameless self-promotion.
You're here.
I am on a network called the Fight Game Media Network. It's at Fight Game Media. And every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Pacific, or 10 a.m. Pacific, excuse me. That's weird time zones. We do a show called Power Bombshells, and we talk about pro wrestling. And yes, we talk about pro wrestling. I'm that nerd. So I'm into
I love the
beer.
Name, though. The name's great.
Thank you. Thank you. I have a knack for coming up with good names. I did a mental health show during the pandemic with some friends that took off, and we named it Baggage Claim.
Nice.
So I like, you know, go with the good stuff. And I have a great, my good friend who's an artist did the art for it there. So nice. You'll see us and stuff. But every Sunday, 1 p.m.
So do you have like
Eastern.
A personality name you use for it, or just
it's
go by
just
Mel?
It's just Mel. I'm nice. Mel or Mel G. Everyone knows Mel G, Mel, nice. You know, Mel Gray. I mean, it's on the internet. I've been on the interwebs since 2012 doing
nice.
Some version or another. I've done two video. I did an audio podcast for 10 years. We did over 300 episodes. It was
nice.
Called Sidecast.
Got me beat.
That's what got me started doing this silly stuff. And
I think I'm in the 200s.
It is silly stuff. Really. I've discovered that this
is... Oh, it's
is,
silly. Yeah, it's fun. I love it. Ooh. I'm so glad I was on Daryl a little bit. I was so glad that you guys came up and kind of stepped up with this, because it's like,
it happened super organically. Because we were just...
That's the best way to go,
We were
though.
Just drunk, and someone brought up a podcast. And
you were drunk?
And we all agreed to it. And then 2 days later, I got a text from Johnny or Daryl.
Are we serious?
Yeah, when are we going to set this up? When are we going to sit down and brainstorm? And I'm like, oh, I guess we weren't just memeing. Like, all right, we'll go sit down. And we sat down outside and spent... I don't know, an hour drinking beer and said, yeah,
like
sure,
that.
Let's just send it. And since then, there's been really no plan.
It's the best way to go.
My favorite part is how we came up with the intro. We were standing in the brewery drinking, naturally.
Right.
That's what
the
you
actual,
do at breweries.
The actual brewery side, like where it's made. And you just rattled something off. And
I'm
I made
him
repeat it again, and I recorded it. And then I used the wording from that, and we had some AI stuff, then, and I blended it all together, and then we wrote it and recorded it.
I'm pretty good off the cuff.
It was great.
The best podcasts that I've either, like, I've co-hosted a bunch, I've like guest hosted, the best podcasts are the ones that come together like that.
Yeah.
And you guys, I've been listening to your podcast, and I can see, like, it's growing. It's growing on its own. It's building itself.
Yeah.
Like, the people that try and, like, I mean, I can appreciate, like, scripted podcasts. Like, don't get me wrong.
Tried
I have
it.
All the
it's,
respect
yeah.
in the world for those people. And if that's the style of podcast you want to do. You like,
yeah.
like what you like, podcast what you want.
No, I think that the most scripted we get is
but,
when we look up descriptions of the beers online.
I know. No, yeah, I love that. I
if
mean,
you can't read it off the bottle, which this one, actually, everyone's glass is empty. So let's get into this beer so we can all drink it here. This is a 2018 Samoa This from Southern Tier Brewing. It's an Imperial Dessert Stout brewed with pink Himalayan sea salt, natural chocolate, coconut, and caramel flavors.
Interesting.
It sounds good already.
Yeah.
So this beer, described as a decadent brew of roasted and bready malts with notes of toasted coconut, sweet caramel, and rich chocolate. Color, black. Body, creamy, heavy. Bitterness, low to moderate. Food pairings? Not today. As an after-dinner drink with vanilla ice cream or shortbread cookies, if you need some sugar to go with your sugar stout. Contains lactose sugars, so be warned to the lactose sensitive here. And this is 10% alcohol by volume.
Excellent.
Let's see if I can open this ancient bottle.
Nice.
Well, that was lovely.
Nice.
Now, with that reading that you just did, I got thirsty and excited all at the same time.
I could see that, Daryl. Please put it away.
Daryl, we have a guest.
Actually, honestly, this smells...
So used to it at this
The bottle smells fantastic. I will, of course, serve myself first, as you do.
Oh. My fault.
I'm going to actually just pass that to you.
Okay.
IRL I problems.
The computer.
You're going to make things complicated from here. I'll do another
See,
pour.
See, it's screwed closed. That's why I have...
Let's get another pour sound.
I have an emotional support water bottle here. Okay.
Nice.
Like and it's got a screw top so that I'm not going to say any more in case I jinx myself.
That's what Daryl and I need. We tend to spill shit.
Oh, I learned a long time ago that this is what I
am.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm going to want more of that. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, it smells pretty fantastic. It's dripping. I don't want to put it here. I don't want to put it on the table. There we go.
Do we count that as him spilling?
Yeah.
It smells good.
Oh, yeah. It smells really good.
Oh, my God.
It's got a lot of coconut smell and taste to it.
Smells rich.
Wow. Really coconutty and really.
I want to use the word decadent.
Dark, dark chocolate. It's not quite. It's not like super thick and sweet, so it's not quite like decadent sweet. Yeah. But it's
like I said. I want to use that word, but it's not the right word.
I was expecting it to be sweeter.
I think when it's fresh, it is a little bit sweeter. But I much prefer this. Like it's like like roasted coconut, like with sugar.
With what I was drinking last night, I'm adjusting to the new taste buds now that the old ones burned off. We were drinking Buffalo Trace White Dog Rye, 62.5%.
I like that you just grow new ones. Just regenerate my taste buds. I drink a bunch of alcohol. I wait 12 hours and get new ones.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, only the best for the podcast.
I liked this beer a lot when it first came out, but I'm glad I saved this because it's supposed to be based on a Samoa Girl Scout cookie. So
I could see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see that. Because it's in that, it's not quite an Almond Joy because it's toastier than an Almond Joy kind of. Because Almond Joy's got just the chocolate and
the sweet coconut mush.
Yeah.
I do enjoy an Almond Joy.
Oh, yeah.
But it has to be the right. This is not Almond Joy. This is definitely more cookie because it's got that toasty.
Yeah, Samoa, this, like the Samoa cookies.
You're right. I would have thought it would have tasted sweeter. It smelled sweeter, but I like that it didn't taste as much, like as.
It's not overpowering any of it. You can taste the cocoa.
No, it's blended,
I like that it smells sweeter than it actually tastes because it makes the experience lovely.
That's one thing I don't like about a lot of the dessert stuff is it's just so overly sweet.
It's cloyingly sweet.
I know that's the point of it a lot of the time, but still, it's nice to be surprised that it's
not. And coconut is so tricky because not everyone likes it.
Yeah.
It's easy to, that's right. I'm sorry. We can swear on here.
Oh, yes.
Don't fucking swear.
Oh, no. Don't fucking swear, Mal. No cursing on this, okay?
That's right.
Fuckity fuck. Here we go again.
I'm going to get it out of my system because that's the one thing that we have to worry about on YouTube, though, is like we only get so many swears. And we have to use them sparingly. And a lot of times they will demonetize you if you drop too many F-bombs.
Like, so we're not going to be monetizing much on YouTube.
No, you guys
we're on YouTube.
But not for what you're doing, for what we're doing.
Gotcha,
because we are a specific to combat sports. We pro wrestling, MMA, boxing.
If you check the explicit box, but it does. So that one did flag when I did it.
Warn it.
Yeah, it tells you some countries and locations may block this content.
Yes. I don't think they monetize explicit content anyway. Well, I mean, I'm sure they do in some way, shape, or form.
They do and they don't. It's complicated, but it doesn't. yeah, matter. You could be on YouTube.
We just need sponsors like Bad Dragon.
The best way to do it in your case would be to honestly get a sponsor.
I mean,
but it doesn't matter. Like,
I'll take sponsors we can get
on. Bad Dragon, reach out to us, please.
You can do.
For monetary donations, please.
But you can also do super chats no matter what. And so if you super get people chats. That like. Oh,
it's a way of
like
donating
new,
to live
It's
like
a way of
streams.
Donating to live streams. Okay. So you can go, and I can get. We use a program that I. Anytime. Nice. But the idea would be that you keep. Your stuff in your situation, yeah. And you let everybody know what it is, and you make sure that, and then you can do your own sponsors. In we figured out we got deplatformed from our because we had a sponsorship on our show once,
nice,
and they demonetized the whole channel.
Oh, wow!
So we don't do outside sponsorship unless it's network-wide sponsorship so that we can all benefit from it.
Yeah.
But if you're individual, because you guys would be your one individual. I mean, this is pretty in the weeds, but the idea is that you can use it the way you want to. You don't have to.
It looks gross.
It's just defeating the algorithm.
Yeah.
We slay the algorithm every week. We joke about slaying the algorithm. That's why I wanted... started to come on here, because even if you don't like pro wrestling or you don't know what's going on in pro wrestling, like Sam and I are really fun and we talk about what we like about it, but also it really helps that people subscribe.
Are you saving that?
That's how you make money.
What?
I don't know if you're saving it. You put it down.
Oh, I was putting it over in the corner so it doesn't get knocked down. I had that little bit in the bottom that probably has yeast in it, so I didn't want anyone to
drink. I'll kill it.
No chunks.
No chunks.
No chunks. No chunks.
Nice. I don't want any chunks in my episode.
Eat the chunks of yeast. It's
we
not.
Had that discussion a few episodes ago.
I don't want any chunks in my episode. I was concerned that you guys were going to be like, hey, do you want to drink out of your horn today? And I'd be like, I don't want chunks in my horn.
Yep. No, these beers are all old and have settled.
In reference to the horn.
Are we still doing phrasing?
Oh, hell yeah.
No, phrasing.
I'll bring that back.
Phrasing is great.
Yeah, phrasing, it never went away.
I was so late to that game. Now that I watched the rest of the series, it's like all those jokes make sense now. It's great.
Babu. You remembered me.
Now, for any of our listeners that have been to the brewery, you do know Mel. You know Mel and her husband Bob. They are the Vikings that come in.
Correct.
So when she talks about having a horn that she drinks out of here, yeah, she has a horn mug that sits in here that she drinks out of. So
we discussed it with Mr. Daryl here, and he said that
we can leave drinking tools here.
If you're a Viking,
I have an orgy.
Don't bring in your beer bong.
Do you own an actual legitimate sword?
A few, actually.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, I guess it's on now.
What did you say you had that you wanted?
I have an orgy horn.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, we don't need
it. Does it summon?
It's a family place.
Does it summon the orgy, or does it just start the orgy? Like,
it's meant to perpetuate the orgy.
I have a horn, too.
Nice.
For starting orgies or
continue
orgies. So the orgy already has to be going for the horn to be relevant.
You can use the horn. You can say, okay, we're gonna have an orgy. When you hear the horn, that's when the orgy starts.
I think everyone's already horny enough.
And then when you get two horns, that's when the orgy's over.
Or is that a break?
The orgy's over when I say it's over.
A hydration break.
The horn will tell you when the orgy's over.
All right, everybody, time for Gatorade and snacks, then right back to it. 15-minute recess.
Thank you, Daddy.
Hey, no, we're at recess. You don't call me Daddy. My name is Phil, and you know it.
This devolved so much quicker than I thought it would.
You brought up orgy horns. I was just curious about the lore.
It's a drinking glass. It's meant so that you can't set it down until it's empty. The idea being you have to drink till it's empty, then you can set it down. Yeah.
How do orgies factor in again?
No.
It's called an orgy horn. That's all I know.
This is like a play on the boot, like Das Boot from Beer Fest or whatever,
yes.
Right? Like, so it's...
You've never tried it. I always wanted it.
It's a bubble.
But, yes, yeah, the bubble.
Explode
in your face. Yeah, exactly.
God, we were just talking about that last week. I forgot to watch it.
I got to do a Das Boot in Ann Arbor before the plague. It was my first one ever because we did a pub crawl for our friends that live in Whitmore Lake, basically. Mm. They were like, oh my God, you've never been here. We got to take you around. So we did a pub crawl down there at Christmas. So it was the ugly Christmas sweater.
Nice.
Oh, great.
And but it was great because I'm not from here. So they took me all around. I got to see campus. I got to see a bunch of the like famous bars.
Ann Arbor's pretty, it's a pretty cool
it's
town.
It's fun. It was good. And it wasn't like overly cold. It was just the right amount of cold. And Bob and I were pacing ourselves in the right way. Like one of the places we hit,
warming
we knew that
blood.
We didn't like any of the beer that they had, so we got like a couple whiskeys to like.
That's fair.
Slow down a little, but you know it's.
Get whiskey to slow down.
Cool. I just wanted
ish.
Our next
I
beer.
Do.
There's no such thing as slowing down. And speaking of speeding up, my glass is empty.
My glass is too.
No, it's not.
I'm going.
But I wanted to. No, take your time. I just wanted to get started on our next beer. No rushing that beer.
Like we
it's
discussed
delicious.
Early, you don't have to drink to keep up. The guy made
you're
the mistake
right.
last
That's
night where I was
right.
with some friends
we just
in Port
talked
Huron.
About this.
And of the three of us drinking, one guy's wife kept telling him, don't keep up with him. You can't keep up with him. I'm the him. He had to be carried out to his car.
Thank you. I was worried about your pronouns. I kept.
I'm not talking about that stuff. As my friend likes to say, when I'm off the clock, none of that talk.
No, it was funny. We were drinking some pretty strong stuff and a lot of Japanese whiskeys. They handed me a bottle of soy sauce telling me it was whiskey. That was fun.
You couldn't smell the fucking difference?
Oh, I did.
Or see?
I took a hit of it to screw with them.
I was going to say, you seem like the kind of person who would just
you
do that.
Oh, yeah.
Just
it doesn't matter
them.
Anymore.
I did,
like,
and the guy hands me the
bitch.
Bottle, and everyone's like, whoa. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that amount of sodium will do a number to your fucking
I didn't do a full
body.
Shot. I just poured a little drop in.
Anyway, so on to soy sauce. let's check out our next dessert beer here. This one's from Ellison. It's their tiramisu stout. Now, there are no stamps on the can here as far as its age goes, but I imagine it's about the same time as the last one, so somewhere between like probably 2017 and 2019, because it has been in the collection for a minute. Brewed and packaged by Ellison Brewing Spirits in East Lansing, Michigan. It is a 8% alcohol coffee stout. Daryl has some news to interject, it seems. Did you find something?
No.
Oh, well, fuck, you seemed excited.
I was looking at orgy horns.
Always goes back to the orgy.
I think it's hilarious because I know why they call it that. It's because you can't set it down, and it's a giant... And you can at fair. Ooh. I've seen what you're talking about because the horn... they sell horns, and you obviously can Could get the mug frog or
this
the horn frog.
This one is like the nice stoneware one
the
and
big,
everything.
And you can get... And they
Mine
are literally
Mine's
just,
like that big.
It's kind of like, it's like a drinking game. It's like the same thing as, it's the idea, same idea as like the mead, the Thor's mead thing.
Yeah.
That
I found a drinking mug I want to get, and I should have shared it to the our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It's called the 22-pound mug, and it's just a piece of billet stainless some dude bored out welded a handle to, and it is 22-pound chunk of stainless steel. With 16 ounce
so
it's, board.
It's meant for getting swole while you drink.
Apparently, yeah.
All right, so this one,
but
I don't like the smell.
No, the smell is off.
Yeah, I'm actually scared to try this one right now.
It's
That's it. That's exactly
now
what
now that you guys are saying that, I'm like,
that looks like a sex toy.
No, it's the orgy horn.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's
sex toy.
That's the exact one. So it's,
yeah,
it's
so
like
this,
10 inches.
Well, I mean, it is called an orgy horn.
Yeah.
Lovely.
This beer smells bad.
I don't want to taste it.
Yeah, it smells bad.
Aw. Aw, I'm sorry, Ellison.
It smells like a milk chocolate.
Here we go.
Well, that's not how that's supposed to taste.
Whoa. What the hell is that?
Oh, I'm getting raisin.
It's lost almost all of its flavor.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, it's probably like 20 years old.
Probably.
That is very metallic-y.
Tastes a little bit
like
wood.
That picked up some of
the
age
in a can.
That's why.
It's not the most oxidized beer I've ever drank, but it sure has some oxidation to it.
So where do you stand on cans? Because there's like the whole school of people who are like, oh, canned beer is great. And
terrible for aging. Terrible.
I like
aging.
Bottles, but
I'm a bottle.
But due to cost and pricing and all that, we're going to be canning.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to finish
if it's short term.
I'm not even tasting it. I can smell it.
Yeah,
I'm going to taste it.
All right, I'll take one
Daryl
for the team.
To puke on the... I want to try it now.
I'm going
to
dump it out.
Fill them up.
You can have
all, I don't hate it.
You can have all you want. I'm not going to dump it out of... Boy. Nope. Yeah, it didn't age well.
No, it did not.
Dear God. Right,
hold on, I got to sip this so I can see now.
It's not that bad, honestly. Like, it's not as bad as the smell.
The smell is hard to get past. Like, this
it's
is,
completely...
Not
there's
well
nothing. There's really nothing to it.
Have you guys been camping?
Oh,
and
yeah,
you know
no.
when you first wake up in the morning... After, like, you've had, like, a campfire and a barbecue, and there's that kind of greasy, oily, smoky smell of last night's barbecue food. That?
Yeah, like, the ash left over.
And you've been the kind of grease smell.
Yeah.
She's in
tent,
like, and I got, like,
smoky.
A, that old tent plasticky smell.
Yeah, it's got that hint of smoke.
You know what I'm talking
smoke.
About?
Yep.
That first thing in the morning after the good night of camping where you had the good meal and the good beer and you and your buddies were sitting around, and then you wake up the next morning and that campfire...
Oh, false just, advertisement. Drink fresh. From the can, drink fresh and fresh from the can. Bullshit.
Yeah, no, fresh. This beer, it tastes like tiramisu and coffee. So
it probably was good fresh.
Yeah, now it tastes like
this. Does not
garbage.
Taste like any tiramisu. You know what this? If this actually, that's wrong.
It melt. I wouldn't drink that. Just FYI.
I'm not
okay.
going to. We did the thing. We were stupid and did the thing where you save the top of your wedding cake, and we had a tiramisu wedding cake.
Oh, we tried
like
to do that too. My father-in-law ate
course,
our cake.
And yeah. we took one bite of it, of course, like every couple who ever does that did. And that's probably what that tastes like. So that's basically.
Yeah,
we talked
I
our
out...
friends in October out of, they had a wedding. And his mother-in-law essentially was saying, don't do it, don't do it. And I was like, don't do it, Keith. And he's like my best friend. And he's like, okay, well, if Alice is saying no and Mel is saying no.
Yeah, but it's
no,
tradition.
I regret only half
that's
of what
I said.
Just did.
But that's I said, and we said the same thing.
Yeah.
And we took one bite of that, and we're like, "Why is this a who said this is tradition?
Yeah,
fuck
we,
this tradition!
We
like
are,
what I tell
our
people
second
is,
anniversary.
Go get a new nice cake on your first wedding anniversary.
So that's what happened for us. My father-in-law
Make
ate
nice
our cake that was supposed to be for our 1 year. We had our wedding at
Somebody
my in-law's house, and
sorry, Allison.
He ate the cake that was supposed to be saved for the first year. Actually, our second anniversary is Monday. Funny enough,
oh, congratulations.
Yeah. But so
I'm
for
sorry.
Our first anniversary, yeah, thank you. He bought us a cake from the lady who makes it as a pistachio cake, and it's a family friend who makes it. It's
the
best cake.
The
it's
best.
So good.
So you're going to bring one on Monday to share with everybody? I'll come early.
No, it's mine. But
no
on that note, you know, because we're on a dessert episode, we went out for our anniversary on Friday. We went to the River Crab in St. Clair, which
I've heard of it.
I remember, like, you know, growing up, like all the old people, like they were always like, oh, that's it's a classy spot. And it was good. But we ordered the creme brulee for dessert, and I don't know that I've ever had creme brulee quite that good. It was wild delicious.
Mm-hmm. I love a good creme brulee.
Oh, man, it was after eating so much. I had the 18-ounce prime rib, and we had a baked wheel of brie, and we had the bread.
You did it right.
Then we had the potatoes and asparagus.
Like.
And
ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
cheese and steak. You're speaking my
that
language,
that baked
friend.
Wheel of brie. So it was an almond-encrusted wheel of brie with this apple chutney, but, like, the chutney was, like pickled apples and fruits in this, like, sweet confection. It was remarkable, like the juxtaposition of kind of like that, like pickled, slightly pickled element with like the sweet syrupy and then like the crunchy and sweet brie. Oh my god,
interesting.
Yeah, I was so full when we left. I had to go right to bed. I was in a food coma.
Yeah, food coma.
So didn't even get to finish celebrating.
Oh well, you know, we were ready to mature, right?
Yeah,
no,
save the explicit box tag. Save that for the after show.
My wife doesn't listen to this show. It's fine. I can share anything I want. She, like, somebody told me you talked about me on the podcast. I don't know why my wife just turned into an old Jewish woman.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know why. That's interesting. But, you know, I understand.
I'm going to just blame whatever's in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Ellison's fault.
Ellison? I thought it was LSD. Sorry, guys.
E-L.
Now I know why I'd feel funny.
You know, I feel like a dumbass because you've been saying Allison, and I kept thinking it was a person. I didn't make...
Well, totally I'm sorry. Article. It's probably...
We went over the
That's my weird accent.
He wasn't listening.
I apparently was not. No.
We should get Johnny some headphones.
I have headphones.
Oh, I guess ones that work then.
Oh, hey.
Oh.
So the
wow, that was an awkward silence.
I didn't know where to go with it.
Oh my
the dessert
god!
Beer, dessert beer round was only
this
half good.
Beer, like we yeah. were This beer was so bad, we ended up having a food minute sidebar. That's how bad this beer was.
You're not wrong.
Congratulations. You made us talk about something else entirely.
Although we have had bad beer on the show before.
Yeah, we have.
We've had a lot of interesting beers. This one falls the lowest.
This one's not the worst.
No, it's not good, but it's not the worst.
It's just not good.
No.
I don't know, that one that I killed the whole bottle of last time was,
Chunky?
I think, better than this.
Chunky?
No, the one before that.
There's one that you guys took a little sip of some. That episode's not up quite yet as we record this. That episode was 2 weeks
ago. Well, then how would she have heard it?
Yeah,
well, she hasn't yet. That's what I'm saying.
But how did she mention it then? Mystery.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Maybe
dude,
you...
I wasn't here. I listened to your podcast. Why would I know that?
So obviously it is
so apparently it came out.
I don't know.
Johnny's slipping, man. You're slipping today.
He doesn't even know what he's uploading.
What are you smoking? Can you pass it?
I wasn't smoking. I drank a lot of strong shit last night. I was drinking with my friends at Port Huron. I'm sorry. We almost killed a guy.
Don't mention that again.
No, he almost did it to himself. He was just drinking, and he tried to keep up with me. Well, that was a mistake.
That was his first mistake.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, Johnny can put down a lot of White Claws.
Here's to you, Mr. or Ms. Waterslide Tester. Day after day, you put your ass on the line, and by line, we mean a 200-foot-long tube filled with water and high expectations. While some 9-to-5ers sit in their air-conditioned offices, you're out there, plunging down epic slides, mastering the art of the perfect splashdown. Your job is to have fun, but damn, it's not all sunshine and belly flops. When others are drowning in spreadsheets, you're drowning in, well, water. But you rise like a phoenix from the watery ashes, ready to face another slide. Because you're not just a tester, you're a daring, water-surfing pioneer. An aquastronaut, launching into the great unknown on a daily basis. And when the day is done, you know exactly what you need, a damn good craft beer. So here's to you, Waterslide Tester. Keep making a splash, keep chasing the thrill. And remember, just like a great waterslide, a great day ends with a smooth, satisfying finish. And that's exactly what our beer delivers. Cheers to the real heroes. Cheers to you.
I love White Claw. I love White Claws. Fuck off.
Who doesn't? Honestly.
I've been drinking them before. They were, White Claw.
Oh, I don't so drink now them. You're a hipster. I look nothing like a hipster.
Thank you.
No, I raised my hand. I know it's an audio podcast, but White Claw, I'm like, it's my seltzer, but I need to put some alcohol in my seltzer too.
Have you tried the harder ones though, like the strong ones?
Yes,
the 8%. Those are good. I really like those.
Don't they add sugar to those to make them better? Like I like White Claw because I could drink 30 of them.
Oh yeah,
and be like wake up the next day and be like, well, I don't feel great, but I don't feel like I drank 30 beers.
In my defense, I've got stomach issues and the seltzer settles it.
Yeah,
but there's still alcohol, so it's like a win-win.
I made my own, and this is kind of on the topic of homebrew. Like I didn't ferment the alcohol, I did it. Yes, I'm segueing, Johnny. It's called a segue.
Have you ever seen people? Dude, have you seen the videos of people falling off of those?
Well, now the segue segued off of seltzers, right?
Segued so off the rails.
I did 4 gallons of water, a half gallon of Tito's, and then a 32-ounce bottle of lemon juice, and then put it in a keg and carbonated. It was fantastic. It was better than White Claw, and it comes out to like
probably a lot cheaper,
4.8%.
Yeah,
because what's the cost of a half gallon of Tito's? You know,
I don't know,
or whatever vodka you want to use. So
and it goes there. Proceeds go to animal recovery and stuff.
Even better.
Yeah. See.
Mm-hmm. See, vodka giving back.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's why we buy it. We like the Tito's because they also are.
I didn't know that.
My cousin's husband always drinks Tito's and lemonade, so that's what I thought about. Ooh. And I got on doing some research and found it on Reddit. Some guys like that exact recipe, and I'm like, okay, I'll try it. And it was great.
First time I tried to make soda water, I kind of overcarbonated it, And you ever
There's
see
no such thing as overcarbonated soda water. It's got to be bubbly as fuck.
Oh, I agree. But the problem was I drank a bunch of it because it was really good. But then the bubbles released. Mm-hmm. And you ever seen, I don't remember if it was the real Exorcist movie or that one knockoff
Your
version of it.
Your head spins around. And
no,
like,
the projectile yeah. vomit. It yeah. was that but seltzer water. It was hilarious.
That doesn't sound hilarious.
Oh, it was so funny because it was like, I did this to myself.
This is messed up. We I did have it. Beer in my cup, and I can't
and
drink
I don't
it
because it's sucks. It's so gross.
I need to go dump this so I can get something else.
Yeah, we need better beer.
No, I'm kidding. Don't drink. This isn't beer. This is like...
ass.
Oh, my bad. I'm eating it then. Or drinking it. Oh.
No, that was episode
two. You like something.
That was episode two.
Definitely can't do that.
All right, everyone get something different.
It sounds like Delta
Lemonade. Well, I mean, we're at that point. If we want to just call it a little bit early, we probably could. Or if we go a couple more minutes, then we could just call it early. Or be a little bit shorter of an episode.
I could open up another bottle, too. I mean,
is that the same can?
Well, this one is. Yeah, this one is. You know, I'm going to just throw this in the garbage. I'll
take it home.
You can have it. You are more than welcome to take it home. But that's what I think of it.
You can either pause and dump these out and rinse them.
We should probably just keep talking so we don't disappoint our listeners and just bullshit for another 2 minutes or whatever time we have left.
Funny. That assumes we have listeners to bullshit too.
Well, I listen.
Well, I know Mel listens. We don't want to disappoint her when she listens to it.
I mean, I'm listening now because...
Technically, you're listening now.
Well, I am listening right this very moment.
You've got headphones on.
Space and time are, like, just, it's all human.
It's all relative.
Yeah, it is. It's a manufactured concept. We all experience it differently.
Well, dessert beers, 50% disappointment today.
Yeah.
50% was pretty good, though.
Oh. I've had worse. I've had much worse. I believe it or not, there are beers that I have dumped.
I don't actually believe it. You said believe it or not, and I'm going to end the not camp.
We had the whole river beer story. Yeah. I dumped that. I mean, that doesn't count. That's a dumpable beer anyway.
I thought you drank it.
I had a sip and I spit it out. It was so bad.
I feel like that's more of a self-preservation mechanism than anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
again, that doesn't count. It is the beer that shall not be named. That deserves to all be dumped.
It lived in a river, honestly. Like,
yeah, for God knows how long. That was really stupid.
Yes. Yeah, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, well... I think that...
How much time do we have left?
We might be around 30 minutes once I cut some of the crap in the beginning.
I just need another beer that doesn't suck ass.
Well, there's 40 minutes in there.
You know, we really need to do a better show next time.
I feel that way every time. But it never gets better.
I feel like we keep getting worse.
Well, I mean, the beers we've devolved quicker than we have in any other episode before.
Right, you're welcome.
I'm going to pick out new beer.
You know, all right. Well, did you want to cue the outro, Mr. Darrell? Because you did it a little premature.
I'm normally premature, but it's okay.
Hey.
Well, you said it right after he goes intro. You can't go intro, outro. That's going to be a 3-second episode.
Outro. If you didn't learn anything today, at least remember this. Beer is the answer that makes everything better.
Can't remember the question, but who cares when you have a cold one in your hand?
Remember, everybody, drink responsibly, drink high gravity.
Most importantly, drink well.
Okay. Not the well. Life's too short for bad beers.
Stay frosty, my friends.